This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, and then the second hour, right after the first hour, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do understand that this is the radio show where we think not for ourselves, huh? Where we do think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, right? Ah, got a couple of you guys out there. But it is, in fact, folks, the place that we follow the Christ. We put our feet upon the rock and we move not from that position, because that is exactly what we understand, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against. When we move aside of that, what happens is we end up getting in trouble, and then we wonder why we're in trouble. So without further ado, folks, what I want to do is I want to show you that today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats. I also want to show you that there's absolutely no difference concerning what's going on in our country. I also know I'm going to probably stir up quite a few of you idolaters out there that just love Donald Trump. There's just nothing anybody can say to deter you, not even with the truth from Donald Trump. You have a golden calf in front of you, and if nobody can do it, you say within yourselves, you're rest assured that Donald can. I want everybody to understand, first and foremost, before we start rocking this, to show you that today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats, in that there is no difference between the left and the right. And keep in mind, it's because you have veered from what you are premised on, folks, and that's common law, God's Mosaic Institution. When God said, thou shalt have no other gods, America said, no, we can have other gods. We'll just follow our favorite party line, and as long as we can do that, we can be with a whole bunch of people and make the way concerning the gates of hell wide and broad. And I'll tell you what, that's exactly what they are doing today. And all of you grown-ups out there, you should know better. And I want to show you some of these things, and I want to actually play some audio for you in just a couple minutes here. But you do understand, all you Trumpites, you do understand that Donald Trump does profess that he's a Christian, just like Hillary Clinton and just like the criminal in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama, who is a Muslim sympathizer, and he is a foreigner. You do understand that he professes that as well, yet Jesus told us over and over and over again, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. Many will come in my name, many will come in my name, many will come in my name, many will come in my name. Jesus over and over and over again said, judge them by their fruits, judge them by their fruits, judge them by their fruits, not judge them by what they say, judge them by what they do. And hopefully their talk lines up to their walk, and if it doesn't, guess what? As it tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians 11, it says that Satan himself transformed himself into the angel of light. That's how he made his ministers, okay? He put on a good appearance, but his fruit didn't line up to his appearance or his confession or profession. So we're going to set that straight really quick. I also want you to understand that Donald Trump, who claims to be a Christian, you do understand that he's the one that said he didn't ever have a need to repent before God, which is the very first prerequisite to coming to Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, the message of Jesus Christ was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But for some reason or another, Donald Trump never felt that he had to repent because he never did anything wrong. And we can see that in the fruit of his life in so many different ways. Now, I also want you to understand, folks, that he's been married how many times? Not once, not twice, but three times. And I want you to understand that if he can't be faithful to his wife, how is he going to be faithful to you? And let's go to that which precedes that point. If he can't be faithful to God, how can he be faithful to his wife? And then what happens is when you begin to follow a man, when the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. And then the people behind those that are allowed to lead the way outside of Christ, they end up in a ditch. And they try to figure out after the fact what the problem is. I'm trying to get you in the position where you can avoid that right off the bat. Now, I also want to say this before we start rocking this. You also understand that Hillary Clinton is not a legitimate candidate. She's a criminal. Bernie Sanders is not a legitimate candidate. He's a communist, friends, which means he's an enemy to this country. And we can go on and on and on. So if I'm not talking about Hillary, who you're supposed to hate, and by the way, they're driving through, they're leading through opposition, friends, and what they're doing is they're driving traffic to Donald Trump by putting up an enemy like Hillary Clinton and like Bernie Sanders, because you're saying within yourself, just no way could that ever be. So what they're doing is they're leading through opposition, and the way that they're doing is that are driving you to the likes of Donald Trump's, the better of the two. And keep in mind, friends, I want you to understand again, of the lesser of two evils, you're to choose neither. And again, I want to reiterate the fact that to America, you've drank the Kool-Aid, you've already done it. If you're voting for either one of these individuals, you've already lost the game. And you would think by just looking at the past, you would have learned your lesson by now. But I'll tell you what, you're allowing them to add insult to injury concerning the abuses and the suffrages that you've tolerated in this country over the last 60 and 70 years, friends. You're doing it to yourself. You're playing playing the dupes of ill-designing men. And that's really, truly what you're doing, friends. You're being laughed at by what you tolerate. And I want to show you, friends, concerning going back now to Donald Trump and going to the RNC, the Republican National Convention, which is an absolute joke. I shared with you yesterday, friends, that I was out in Tampa at the last RNC when the American people were led to believe that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan were their guys. When in fact there was no difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Hussein Obama. As a matter of fact, if you look at facts and you pull the curtain back, friends, and see who these people are, Mitt Romney, it was a part of, along with Jonathan Gruber, the architects of Obamacare, okay? If you look behind Mitt Romney, you'll see that he's anti-gun. If you look behind Mitt Romney, you'll find that he's pro-gay. He supported NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association, a known pedophile group. You'll also notice with Mitt Romney, friends, that he was also a pro-abortionist. He actually, out of his own funds, supported Planned Parenthood. But because he told you the opposite, you put him up to be your man, and you put him up against Barack Hussein Obama, which there was very little difference. And the only difference between Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan and Barack Hussein Obama and Mr. Biden, friends, is the color of their skin. That's all. Nothing more in the color of their hair. But again, you fell for it. And folks, when you begin to look at the games that are being played as the show goes on in this country, you would think sooner or later the American people would wake up and smell the coffee. But folks, if you don't want to smell the coffee because you just don't want to take responsibility, I'll tell you what, today's show is not for you. Right when I get back on the other side, I'm going to play from the Republican National Convention Center just to prove my point how far fallen the American people have become because you continuously follow the same people over and over again.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got Jack calling from Maine. I'll take your call real quick. How are you, sir? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, bud, we need a king. Give me a king. I want a king. We got to have a king. If we don't have a king, how are we going to do anything?
That's right. Deuteronomy 17.
Hey, that thing on the gates of hell. Let's talk about that for a second. Yep, for it?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the gates are inanimate objects, right?
Oh, okay, go ahead and make your point there, my friend.
Okay, gates, an inanimate object. So when it says that the gates of hell will not prevail against us, doesn't that mean that we're supposed to be pushing them down and they will never be able to withstand our push as long as we're pushing in the right direction?
That's all Scripture teaches us, my friend. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Wait. So I thought the gates of hell we were being protected from the gates of hell prevailing against us.
Well, I guess that would be a different translation of the one of many that have been thrown out on the American people, only to confuse them all the more. But when you look at Scripture, it teaches.
Give me a king, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we're talking about a couple of things here. Deuteronomy 17 was the first thing you were talking about, and then Matthew 16, 17, and 19. The gates of hell is the revelation that's been bestowed upon us by the Anointed One, and we shall not move from there. And we are, as the church, called to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. We're called to dispossess, not to be possessed. Exactly.
So we have a defense department, but we're supposed to be on the offense as Christians.
No,
we got it just backwards. We have an offense department and a bunch of defensive Christians.
That's right.
How do we get, let's see, wait a minute. Satan turns everything upside down, inside out, and backwards, right?
That's right.
Okay, so here we are, upside down, inside out, and backwards.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm with
you. Carry on. Carry on, totally with you. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate it very much. Jack from Maine. Folks, also, when you get a moment, check out Exodus 23. And that will help just solidify the points that we're making here, friends. The church is not called to be on the defense. We're called to be on the offense. We're supposed to be reproving the darkness by the light because we're called to be the light. And who is the light of men? John 1. His name is Jesus Christ. And also talking before that, preceding Ephesians 4 as well, friends. I mean, we need to get this right. But I want to stick to the show. I appreciate your phone call, my friend Jack from Maine. I always, matter of fact, I believe that's the second time we heard from Jack. Always appreciate your insight very much. If you'd like to call in at any time, friends, do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to tell you too, folks, thank you for making this the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks. We could not do that without you. You are making this show number one because you want the truth. You're sick and tired of what the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians are offering up. I want to tell you what they're offering up. Absolutely nothing but more confusion. And what it is we need to get back to the Word of God, put our feet upon the rock, and listen to what the Christ has to do by teaching us as we follow Him. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. And as long as we follow Him, regardless of where we're at, we can be in the midst of hell itself, friends. Psalm 27, David talked about, and we're not to fear. We're in the perfect will of God. That's the best place to be. I want to assure you, folks, this is not a gloom and doom show. This is the first time listening. This is a show that we believe that we're going to get through this onto the other side because we have the hope of Christ, which is an anchor to our soul, because we have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our soul. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, who has caused us to be made more than conquerors, not get buyers. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. 1 John. And folk, I also want you to understand that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We are to overcome what's going on here, not to succumb to the problems and issues at hand. So therefore, that's what we're doing on the radio today, exposing it. And I also wanted to let you know, friends, we're going to start going right now. Right before the break, we were talking about Donald Trump. He calls himself a Christian, never had a need to repent. Read John 3:3, folks. It doesn't line up. Furthermore, the message of Jesus Christ was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I laid your candor. How is he going to be faithful to you if he can't be faithful to God? And furthermore, how can he be faithful to his wife if he can't be faithful to God? He's been married 3 times. Hey, friends, just saying. Everybody's got baggage, yes, but you repent. Most people learn their lesson after a couple times of hitting their head up against the wall, right? Well, if you haven't learned and we're listening after 3 marriages that Donald Trump doesn't have anything to repent of, I strongly caution you, friends, to use a little prudence concerning who you are actually following here. Now, one of the things that I'd actually highlighted, furthermore, Scripture tells us that he that saith I know him, because we know that Donald Trump, like Hillary Clinton, like Barack Hussein Obama, they all profess to be Christians. But see again, friends, when we judge them by their fruit, 1 John 2 tells us that he that saith that he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. They're not walking as Christ walked. He was without sin. None could convince him of sin, friends. He was holy, righteous, goodness and true, goodness filled with goodness and truth, friends. Go to Ephesians 4 when you get a moment. So when saying that, friends, Jesus is the one that said, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. We are dealing with liars where the truth is not in any of the above said, friends. And to prove my point, because where I'm going right now is that today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats. There is absolutely no difference between the left and the right. And furthermore, I want to educate you, America. We have one constitution. And like Benjamin Rush, when he was asked if he was an aristocrat or a Democrat, he said, I was neither. I'm a Christocrat. Can you imagine everybody in this country being Christocrats, friends? We wouldn't be in the position that we're in right now. Let's go over to the RNC. I'm going to go over to Peter Thiel. Keep in mind, Donald Trump, and keep in mind as well, in parallel, going back and making reference to constitutional law in our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, the act of homosexuality in every state is a felony. Sodomy is a felony. All the way up until 1961, if you were caught in the act in Rhode Island of sodomy, you would go to prison for 21 years. It was considered a mental illness until 1973. They're called, rightly, crimes against nature. Keep in mind that Donald Trump just recently at the Republican National Convention started to talk about how he would actually defend the LGBT. Wait a second. Defend the LGBT from who? Them that they are attacking? Because, friends, since my ministry, doing over 360 public high schools in this country, did you know that back in 2006, for most people, they did not understand that George W. Bush, he was advocating the gay agenda long before Barack Hussein Obama did. I have signed letters to gay communities. But it was about 2005, 2006, my ministry came under scrutiny. It came under attack for exposing the homosexual agenda because they were zeroing in on our kids. And now everybody understands what I was warning them of after the fact, as usual. But case in point, friends, nobody has attacked Christians. Nobody has attacked Christians in this country. Nobody has attacked constitutional law more than the sodomites in this country. And we have Donald Trump talking about how he is going to protect the LGBT. Hey, Donald, got a question for you. Are you protecting them from those that they're attacking? Because that's what you just got done saying. Hey, folks, listen, here's Peter Thiel at the Republican National Convention. And keep in mind, friends, you ask almost any conservative in this country if they're Christians, they'll say, oh, of course we are. Of course we are. I want you to listen carefully to Peter Thiel.
I am proud to be gay. I am proud to be a Republican. But most of all, I am proud to be an American.
Wow. Hey, folks, these are the best that you have. Here, let me play it again in case you didn't hear it. Here's Peter Thiel. He actually got a standing ovation at the Republican National Convention for talking about how he's proud to be a homosexual. He's proud to spit against heaven. He's proud to help tear down our constitutional laws, which are found in every state of our union. He's proud of it. And here the Republicans are standing up, giving him a standing ovation, friends. What's the problem, America? Listen again.
I am proud to be gay. I am proud to be a Republican. But most of all, I am proud to be an American.
Oh, wow, man. All right. Okay. Let's, America, start advocating what God condemns and see how far we can go with it, okay? That's called daring the justice of God, but that's just the tip of the iceberg concerning what's going on at the RNC, friends. Why is it that Donald Trump and the likes of any other presidential candidate, why are they smoozing up to, why are they kissing up to such a small, small portion of society, friends? Because what they're doing, friends, is they're changing the demographic of the United States of America from a God-abiding, law-abiding system to a state of anarchy and an abominable nation before a just and a holy God.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What you're hearing, if you want to correct me, I would love for you to jump on the radio. Or if you just want to add to, you can do that too. You got 53 countries listening to you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the abominable acts of Donald Trump. Now, folks, you better understand that these are the ones setting forth the lineup. We just listened to an individual at the RNC, Peter Thiel, he gets a standing ovation by the best that you have in this country because he's proud to be gay. He gets a standing ovation, friends. See, folks, these people are out at the RNC. I have a friend there named Tony Kern. He's a representative out of Arizona. He said he was walking around, everybody was drinking, and he said they were all trying to figure out why he wasn't getting drunk with them. This is the RNC. This is the best that you have, America, outside of Christ. You're in trouble because you're outside of Christ. It was John Adams, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence in this country were the general principles of Christianity. He said, I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God himself. What happens to a nation, friends, that forgets God? They begin to praise with a whore's forehead that which God calls an abomination. Hey, America, I got a question for you. In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was going up and down the streets for quite a long time, warning them people as to the things that were coming because they have left off the Decalogue, the Torah, the five books of Moses. And, you know, they didn't want to listen neither. And one of the things that the Lord had said through Jeremiah to the people, have you been delivered? Hey, America, have you been delivered to serve these abominations? You know, it's interesting that the Democratic Party during the last cycle of lies Isn't it interesting that they were trying to get rid of One Nation Under God, but over here at the RNC, you don't have to worry about that, Democrats. Hey, the RNC, they've already blown it. They didn't throw off One Nation Under God. No, they just brought in illegals. They brought in foreigners that are sworn enemies to our country under the likes of Donald Trump to now give the invocation. The invocation, folks. Hey, God has shed his grace upon you. Let me finish that. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Isn't it interesting now at the RNC, friends, the Republican National Convention, you know, Jesus Christ not invoked? Of course not. Yet it's God that shed his grace upon us through his son, the sacrifice of his son, upon this nation to give us what we have today. And now you have those that you have put up as leaders to completely ignore he who had shed his grace upon us to give it unto a foreign country. Do you think for one moment God's soul will not be avenged upon this nation, folks? It is. It is. See, now, here what you have is you have Donald Trump complaining about all these illegals coming into the United States of America. Well, hey, again, friends, don't worry about that. Just pay attention to what he said. Here we have California lawyer delivers sick prayer at the GOP. Folks, unashamed. They're completely unashamed. California lawyer delivers sick prayer at the GOP convention. You want to know why I've been sick and tired of these people for a long time, friends? Because there's absolutely no difference between the left and the right. And I'll tell you what, folks, I'm talking about the party system. There's still a right out there that's doing the right thing to get the job done. They're not waiting till tomorrow. They're doing it right now. Because we know that the right time to do the right thing is right now. That's why we blow the trumpet every single day, 6 days a week on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Here is Donald Trump setting up California lawyer to give a foreigner the platform to bring forth the invocation of prayer to America. Listen carefully.
It is an honor as a sick American and the vice chair of the California Republican Party to share a prayer from my faith tradition, Sikhism, the fifth largest religion in the world. Ardas is a Sikh prayer appealing to the one God above for protection and guidance, a reminder to uphold the Sikh and American values of humility, truth, courage, service, justice for all, and gratitude for all that our Creator has given to us. A Sikh always covers her head when offering this prayer.
Which, by the way, friends, when you're watching the video, which I am right now, she looks like she's putting a burqa upon her head. This is called steps of desensitizing people. Listen carefully. This is the Republican National Convention. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Look what Donald's putting up, friends. Look what the Republicans are putting up, friends. Who's the problem? If the right would do the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. You starting to understand what I've been telling you for a long time here, America? Apparently, we have forgotten God's moral law when he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What a slap in the face of his son, Jesus Christ, and what a slap in the face of our veterans that fought, bled, and died, that are 6 feet under the ground to give way to this in America. Furthermore, as she's ranting in the back to her false gods, I serve the Lord God, the God of the heavens and the earth, the God of our fathers, the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Okay, this is all confusion.
Please protect us from evil.
Now she's translating her prayer for you.
Waheguruji, please give us the courage to make the right choices, to make common cause.
These people are afforded asylum under the Constitution through Tripoli, whatever you want to call it, how you want to translate it. But the fact of the matter is we're based on the Mosaic Institution. These people left their prospective countries to come see and meet the God of our fathers in Jesus' name. And this is what the Republican National Convention did to a slap in the face of the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, friends.
May your name forever grow, God, and may your spirit be exalted.
God. Hey, he's God to you, but he's daddy to me, ma'am, in Jesus Christ. And if this doesn't infuriate you, America, nothing will. So what's the difference, I'm asking you? Hey, folks, they are not at liberty to establish their form of government in our country. That's why they left their country. John Wycliffe rightly said the Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I'm telling you what, folks, I got the Holy Ghost all over me right now, and I'm about ready to blow a Holy Ghost fuse here. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. This is a slap in the face of everything that we are, America. Do you understand that? You know, furthermore, going back to Donald Trump, quite a few outlets did fact-checking on Trump's big speech. And I'll tell you what, the facts expose how he was shooting from the hip all the way through. He doesn't have the facts. And folks, don't be so foolish as to say, Bradley, by you doing this right now, you're driving the voters over to Hillary Clinton. I've already told you she's a criminal. I've already told you that she's illegitimate. I've already told you that Bernie Sanders, folks, these are all illegitimate. I am telling you, America, that you're drinking the Kool-Aid, because regardless of who wins the day here, the propagandists are going to continue to stay and remain where they're at because you failed to properly vet. You settled for what was delivered up to you, and now you are getting exactly what you deserve, as I said. As I have said, America. Now, what I want to do is I want to take it another step, and I want to play another prayer to another false god, the pedophile Muhammad. Because, you know, again, here's Donald complaining about, you know, Muslim infiltration into the United States of America. But it's also interesting to note how he gave him on day two, friends, not just one, but two foreigners to come in and slap the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the face. And the American people in the face. But again, keep in mind, they're at the Republican National Convention, and they're the ones that are standing up and giving these abominable ones a standing ovation. These are the ones that have their heads bowed down in adoration to their false gods. You don't bow, you don't burn. These lips, they don't profess or confess a foreign god. Because their gods are not gods. Amen? That's why you are the light of the world, friends. That's what makes you different than every other nation on this globe, is the fact that you have been blessed by the Almighty God through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Jesus Christ. You have been blessed. And what are you allowing others to do with the blessing that God bestowed upon you? Called freedom, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. What makes you great is your God. Haven't you figured that much out yet? What makes them a reproach is their false gods. In everything that we stand up against in so many different ways, Donald Trump is giving them the pulpit to speak to not only the Republican National Convention, but also to America, by spitting in their face, by casting it in their teeth, that listen, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, we're going to have our way at the end of the day. I want to tell you what, that goes right back to my father again, because America, this is perfect judgment. And when I said cast it into your teeth, that's exactly what the Lord would say to you today. I'm going to cast it into your teeth. You're going to have no power in your hand to resist, because you keep falling for the lie over and over and over again. You love not the truth, America. You settle for the lie. And it's interesting how these people know how to lie better than the righteous, self-professed righteous, know how to tell the truth. And I want to say it again, friends, with all due respect to Jesus Christ, you sicken me to the core. The RNC is an absolute joke, folks. It's a joke. It's a show. I told you yesterday when I was there the last cycle, folks, they were all dressed up like they were going to an Elvis concert. I had awakened them and tell them that Elvis died in 1977. Oh, and I told them that, boy, I'll tell you what, they didn't want anything to do with a guy like me. You mean Elvis is dead? You mean Mitt Romney's not our man? You mean Paul Ryan, the one that just gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted through an omnibus bill, even giving 300,000 illegals into our country, giving them scholarships? You mean he's not for us neither? No, America, you're played the fools.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Getting a little irate with what's going on here in a righteous sense, friends. What's going on at the RNC should concern everybody in this country, but I've shared with you in the times past, friends, over and over and over again, that I've done homework on the behind the curtains concerning the Republicans in parallel of the Democrats, friends. And I'll tell you what. The crimes in many cases were much worse than those of the Democrats because the American people are already led to believe that the Democrats can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Bunch of illegitimate, dereliction of duty criminals. That's how you identify the left. But I want to tell you what, the right is much worse. Just so you know that. You know, case in point, I'm just going to make a quick point here really quick. Did you know, this is just posted by Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bill Clinton and George W. Bush are implicated in covering up Saudi involvement in U.S. terror. In America, let me just remind you that you've been under attack since September 11th by your own government. You have been under attack. And it all started with a Republican. Pull the curtain back on the Bush regime, friends. My goodness. We started going downhill, digressing big time, real quick, under George Bush Sr. Real quick. But again, he was the one calling for the New World Order. And he was the one that said over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit that out of chaos, we can create a New World Order. Let's go back to the RNC. Oh, by the way, at the RNC, I wanted to let you know, too, he even had speakers out there. One speaker says he has nothing negative to say about Hillary Clinton. Of course not. You know, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Oh, well, who are we to judge? Right? Because that's what the pulpits have been preaching from the pulpits for a long time in this country. Thou shalt not judge. It's the whole purpose of the church to judge. Firstly within, then without. That's the whole purpose. Let's go over to the RNC. Hey, folks, just do your best to overlook God's moral law, which you are based on in this country through common law. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Okay, let's throw that off. And let's go to the RNC to show you what a country can do without God. And we'll show you what Donald Trump, who has no need to repent before a just and a holy God, what he will bring to you, America. Just think, if he's doing this at the RNC, imagine what he's going to do if he gets to the White House. Here, Muslim immigrant Sayed Tahrir delivers prayer invocation at convention. I want you to listen carefully, friends, to who he's praying to.
Oh my God, so much energy. I can smell the success in the air. I feel the change. I see the spirit. And let's pray. Take some time. Let's pray for a strong America, for a safe America, and let's ask God to make us strong to fight terrorism all over the world. Join me in prayer. O God, our nation is in need of new leader, a commander who will guide America along a path of righteousness. We as Americans are ready for real hope, a change, and as for a tenacious leader who will be able to motivate this, the qualities of this leader must reflect the qualities required to uplift Americans and truly make America great again. Amen.
Listen carefully.
Thank you. As Americans, it is our obligation to elect a leader who will guide us with justice, equality, and most importantly, integrity. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
did you hear that?
Said that we all have a piece of flesh in our bodies. If it is good, our whole is good. And if it's not, then the whole body is spoiled. It was written in Bukhari. From this, we can infer the role of our leader, as the representative of the United States of America, the values reflected by our leader must reflect the values that our forefathers set in stone at inception. We can only pray for such a leader in hopes that greatness will soon follow. And once again, God bless America, God bless you, God bless Donald Trump, and let's pray to get our country back.
Boy, America, you've been deceived.
And God bless once again to all of you. Thank you so much.
You have been deceived to the core. Blessed be the Prophet Muhammad. I thought Donald was complaining about all that stuff going on here. And again, friends, they're afforded asylum as long as they adhere to our Mosaic Constitution. They abide by the laws of the United States of America. But notice who's on the heels of those abominable ones. And I've shared with you a million times, who's on the heels of the radical sodomites, friends? The Muslims. That's why there's so much money going in to push the radical homosexuals on anybody that would oppose them, because right on the heels of the radical sodomites is none other than the radical Muslims. Okay? And it's their job, it's their duty to the pedophile prophet Muhammad, friends, to kill the infidel. This is the God of the flesh, not the God of the spirit. You do need to understand that. Ishmael and Isaac, there's a difference. And furthermore, I want to say that there is one God, one mediator between God and man. The man is Christ Jesus, our Lord. He said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. You want to talk about a whole lot of confusion being dropped on a whole lot of ignorant people at the Republican National Convention Center? Acts 4:12 says that there's none other name under heaven whereby we might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Notice how Jesus the Christ is always under attack. I'm humored. Are you not? Anybody can say Muhammad. All 4.5 million of them in America can have the rule over 318 million. You better not say anything against them, right? Well, this is the part of judgment. This is the part of the curse. I also want you to understand, isn't it interesting how they can talk about Sikh, they can talk about Buddha, they can talk about anybody they want, but you better not say Jesus. Which only proves the point that he's alive forevermore. And to prove that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, who is it that they're always warring against? The living Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, blessed be his name forevermore, who is alive forevermore. To who hath the Son hath life? They hate the light. They hate the life. Friends, they love darkness. And because they love darkness, they're giving it standing ovations, at the RNC, right behind Donald Trump. Interestingly enough, did you know that there was also a black preacher there talking about Black Lives Matters? And he started getting the crowd going, all lives matters, all lives matters. Why are they bringing that propaganda to the RNC floor? And you know what's interesting to note about the RNC too, folks? Nobody was talking about bringing an end to abortion. Nobody was talking about, because God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. Nobody was talking about, folks, let me say it this way without going into all the details, because I'm up against hour one, the end of it, coming up to hour two next. They weren't talking about putting their foot down and enforcing the laws against the sodomites. No, they had them on the platform. They weren't talking about illegal refugees coming into the United States. No, they were giving them way at the pulpit to invoke their false gods. This is what Donald Trump is doing now. We're talking about a guy that calls himself a Christian, but we're talking about the Christ that warned us and told us, judge them by their fruit. Did you also know that James Dobson is now standing behind Donald Trump? In other words, when Donald Trump christens all of these speakers, James Dobson came behind and christened them as well. I thought they were against the abominable lifestyle of the homosexuals. Tony Perkins from Family Research Center, he's now supporting Donald Trump. Jerry Falwell Jr. is now supporting Donald Trump. Hey, I want to say this before the end of hour one. You can all follow Donald Trump to hell. That's your business, but it's my business to warn you to flee from the wrath to come. It's my job to show you, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's my job to show you the error of your ways according to the word of God, and I'm going to remain a faithful witness, because regardless of what you do, I love you enough to tell you the truth, but I can't make a choice for you, America. Neither Hillary or Donald Trump are legitimate candidates. According to the word of God, which exposes their lies at every given step. Folks, even your enemies within are exposing these guys. And they are leading through opposition. They're driving traffic to your favorite candidate because you don't know the difference for the most part. Hour 2 coming up on the other side, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to get over to the American appeasers, Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz, so you can understand how the birds of a feather all flock together. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, hour 2 coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.